We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Chilchas Sukkah Simen Kuf Lamed Hey Siv Zayin B'Shai Lailas. All the other nights of Sukkos became B'Chol Yomim, all the days of Sukkos Ein Chiv Lech B'Sukkah. There's no absolute Chiv to eat in the Sukkah. Elish Mroitz Lech Achilas Kvah Lishoin. If somebody wants to eat an Achilas Kvah, which will be defined soon, or sleep, Tzarech Lech Olish B'Sukkah, he has to eat or sleep in the Sukkah. What is an achilas kvah? Pas yosa mikabeya. If you're eating bread more than a kabeya, feel like kavala. Even if you did not make your meal about that. And if somebody is in the middle of a meal that he washed and ate bread in, then the halacha is that even to walk out of the sukkah and eat a food that's a shahakal or her eitz that normally don't require sukkah. But once you're in the middle of the meal, you can't even eat something which normally doesn't have a chiv sukkah outside of the sukkah. Vafilu pas kisnin, and the same halacha would be even if it's like cake. V'kein tav shalosim mechamishis min adogim, yois mekabei, or a food that's made out of the five types of grain. V'kavalov, and that's your main part of your meal. Chayv b'sukkah. That is a reason to, you must eat in the sukkah. And not only must you eat in the sukkah, but levarach l'abdeish b'sukkah, for that meal you make a leish b'sukkah. Ava peris, if you're eating fruit, afila achal harbe v'kavaleim, even if you're eating a lot of fruit, mutalach chutz l'sukkah, that may be eaten outside the sukkah. V'kayin yayin or mashkin, same wine, or different beverages, or basa, gvina, meat, cheese, mutalach l'shtes chutz l'sukkah, may be eaten outside the sukkah. However, all that is only if you haven't made that until your full-fledged meal. You want to sit down to drink wine, which would mean you want to make dinner, but you're not eating bread or mezoinus. They must be eaten the sukkah. However, you don't make a leish b'sukkah for that type of meal. But if you're eating a full meal, it's appropriate to eat bread, to wash and eat bread, in order that you should be able to make a bracha of leish b'sukkah. Because Medina, everything that we just said, says the Kutzer Shulchan Aruch, is what the halacha says. Amisha machmal atzmai, somebody who's careful, shafilu Mayim ain't a shayus chutz l'sukkah. That even a cup of water he wouldn't drink outside the sukkah. Hareza mishubach. That is of course most praiseworthy. Sifches shen afil arai. Even a temporary nap. Medina tzarech sukkah has to be in a sukkah. However, if somebody, for example, is sitting on a couch on a chair, and he falls asleep, the halacha does not require that he'd be woken up to go to the sukkah. Can I say medagdikim mitzvahs? And those that are careful, shafil shinas rai, ain't it yishayim chutz l'sukkah? They're careful; they don't sleep even a short nap outside of the sukkah. V'atem shenagim habel hakel b'sheina. Now many people are lenient about sleeping. Kasar achroinim. The Chronim tried to explain why it might be acceptable not to sleep in the sukkah. A person who's a Yerushmaim, a person should make a sukkah where he could have a bedroom together with his wife, like he does all year round, in Mefshal Life, at all possible. It has to be a place where he could sleep. If it's a sukkah in a place that nobody would want to sleep because of a dangerous situation, it's in a place where it's dangerous to sleep outside at night alone, then the halacha is that sukkah is a disqualified sukkah. I feel by the evid he psula. But here, too, if there's one individual who's more fearful, and he wouldn't sleep in that type of sukkah, but everybody else would sleep in that type of a sukkah, then that sukkah is still, we follow what most people would do, to determine if it is or isn't a kosher sukkah. Siftes, the Paiskim also say that even though normally there's a issue about somebody not sleeping alone, sukkahs, because the sukkah is a makom mitzvah, there's a shmirah even if one is sleeping alone in the sukkah. But of course, one should not be irresponsible and not do something which is dangerous. Siftes yadu gishamim, if it's raining, potam in a sukkah. However, this halacha, says the Marsham, is only if it's raining or it's starting to rain. But if somebody anticipates that it's going to rain, that doesn't mean that it's raining and that you're potter from the sukkah. Basically, Shavim potter, what type of rain exempts somebody from sitting in a sukkah? If so much rain came down, shu mishar, that he determined that if this amount of rain would fall into your food, the food would get ruined. I feel ain't the fun of tafshel, even if the food is not available to him. That if he determines that if he was in a room and there would start to rain into that room, that would be enough of a reason for him to leave that room. As yoytzagam and asuk labayis, that's enough of a reason to leave the sukkah and go into the home. However, mishchalach b'sukkah, he began eating in the sukkah v'akach yardu gishamim, and it started to rain. V'nichnas l'toch bayis, and he therefore goes into his house. Mishchalach gam b'bayis, and he's eating indoors. Or shemachem z'gisham hischal mitchilach b'bayis, or if one began a meal in the house because it was raining. V'akach poska shem, and stopped raining in the middle of the meal that he is already eating indoors. He could finish his meal indoors. He's not obligated to get up in the middle of the meal that he was allowed to eat indoors to continue it inside the sukkah. If it's very cold, the food gets very cold and not edible in the sukkah. Potam in a sukkah v'ayich v'bayis, and he eats indoors. If somebody didn't yet start to eat indoors, even though he left the sukkah with the intention that he's going to eat indoors, but he hasn't begun eating indoors, and then it stops to rain, he should go back into the sukkah. But under those circumstances, he should make a leishib a sukkah again, because when he left the sukkah, he thought he's leaving and not eating that meal. If, however, he went indoors hoping and waiting that the rain should stop, then when he goes back in, he doesn't have to make a new leishib b'sukkah. Similarly, if somebody's sitting in the sukkah and it started to rain, so what he did was he just took out the awning so he could continue sitting in the sukkah, but it's covered with the awning, and then it stops to rain. When he opens the awning, he does not have to make a new leishib b'sukkah. Sevur l'ena as far as sleeping in the sukkah, gam gishama ma'atim, even just a small amount of rain, have a tzar lishin, it becomes uncomfortable to sleep in the sukkah, v'yachalatzis, and he could therefore leave the sukkah. V'myotzal abeisoi, and therefore somebody went indoors, v'hishkav atzma lishkoin, and he went to go to sleep, v'akab bas gishama, and then the rain stops, v'shmetchil shakha beis alishoin, v'nei gishama, or he went to sleep indoors, because it was raining outdoors, and then it stopped to rain. We no longer require that he get up to go back to the sukkah. Al yoshin, but basically stay indoors, sleep indoors. What about if somebody's sleeping in the sukkah because of the rain? He opened the awning. The halacha does not require him to open the awning if it stops to rain in the middle of the night, unless it's very easy to do so. Somebody is sleeping indoors because it was raining, and then he wakes up in the morning. He should not go back to sleep indoors. However, the Paiskim do suggest that perhaps under those circumstances, if he's still intending to sleep, and certainly if he has not left his bed yet, he does not have to, even though it's already morning, he doesn't have to get up to go into the sukkah. Sifir Aleph, kshipatim in a sukkah, v'ni yotz misham, if it's raining or whatever the reason is, and he doesn't have to sit in the sukkah, and he still does continue sitting in the sukkah, nikra hedjit. He's considered a hedjit. Ben makab schar, you don't get schar for that type of behavior. Ben shol varech, and you certainly don't make a brach of leishim b'sukkah. B'shom, to have a brach levatala, certainly consider a brach levatala. K'shayitzim in a sukkah b'shvel g'shamim. Somebody who leaves the sukkah because it's raining, lo yevat b'sukkah s'v'yetzei, he shouldn't be happy about leaving the sukkah. Aliyetz b'achnoi, he should leave unhappily, because this is a situation that has comparable, kevet shemazah kais l'rabbi, like a servant who's pouring wine, or pouring a drink for his owner, v'shachlai Rabbi Kitna alpanav, and he pours the wine in his face. There were tzaddikim that said that even if it's raining, they sat in the sukkah. They said, we are prepared to be called a hedjit just to do a mitzvah. But that's the meaning of tzaddikim. This, that it's considered a simon klala, some paiskim say it's not the first night of sukkahs, and some suggest that if you live in a place where it's common that it rains the time, sukkah's time during the year, that is not considered a simon klala. So if you're based on Shem Varchon Lech Leish B'Sukkah, the meaning is that we don't make Leish B'Sukkah El B'Chilas Kva when we're having a full-fledged meal. But V'Nayagim Shem Varchon Techil HaMoitzi, first we make the HaMoitzi V'Akach Leish B'Sukkah, and then you make the Leish B'Sukkah Kodim Shem time before you begin to eat. V'Shad Varm Shorech B'Sukkah Kol Yoyim, and everything else that you're going to be eating the sukkah throughout the day, the komashu yoshiv oisusham, and everything else that you're doing there, v'afilum yoshusham, even if you're going to sleep there, nifter hakol b'brach shabir b'shas achilas kva. The leishiv sukkah that you make as you begin the meal, covers all of that. Ashiyach l'sheinus b'kva, until you have another meal that you begin. If somebody did not leave the sukkah or go even to shul between meals, once he made one leish b'sukkah, he doesn't have to make another leish b'sukkah by the next meal. Technically, if for the entire duration of sukkahs, he ate, he learned, he davened, he slept, everything in the sukkah. He never stopped being in the sukkah. He only has to make one leishah b'sukkah at the beginning. He never stopped thinking about the sukkah. Even if he maybe did leave temporarily from the sukkah, for that the lachsim yad, but it was his intention to immediately come back to the sukkah. But have a hesek hadas, that's not considered hesek das. And then the next meal, if that was the only interruption they had between the meals, he doesn't make a new leish b'sukkah. Rak only kshiyotz la'sokov, if he went to work, for example, or the basic knesses, we went to shul, a filo tach basic l'mitsham, we went indoors to learn, we lasa sham eza dovish shoyboy, or to do something that takes some time indoors, that is considered gam can have a hesach das, that is already considered a hesach das, and then if he goes back to the sukkah for another meal, the tzarech levarach b'sudishniya, he's going to have to make a new leishah of the sukkah at the next meal. The paiskim do differentiate between somebody who goes out of the sukkah to daven shachris, that's certainly considered a hefsik, and then when he comes back, he has to make a new leishah of the sukkah, versus somebody who goes just out for mincha or ma'ariv. And that's why they suggest that one should plan his schedule, that he should not have to go to mincha ma'ariv during a meal in the sukkah, because then he's going to have a question. Then he's going to have a question if he should make a new leishah b'sukkah. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if somebody left the sukkah because it was his intention to spend a decent amount of time outside of the sukkah, a amount of time that when he comes back to the sukkah to eat, he's going to have to make a leishah b'sukkah, and then his plan changed, and he ended up coming right back into the sukkah quickly after he left. Since when he left the sukkah, it was his intention to be out for a while, so when he comes back and he eats, he's going to have to make a new leishah b'sukkah.